Warning: this podcast contains mature language and adult situations. Listener discretion is advised.
Pulling in 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to episode 8 of the Fidelis Guild podcast. Today is August 8th, 2013. I don't know what Ellen's doing. My name is Derek Davis. I'm also known as Titus on Wildhammer US, and we have 4 people from the guild with me today. First up, we have Ecat. I couldn't remember what intro I gave you, Ecat. Sorry.
What's up?
Next up, we have Mama Fidelis herself, Ellen.
Oh, he forgot. I knew it.
Hello.
Next up, we have Paladin Extraordinaire. Let the win.
Hello, all.
And last but absolutely least, we have a guy that's returning to the game. He used to play with Fidelis a long time ago. Well, a couple years. It's probably about
He's
a year
back.
Now.
It's like less than 6 months.
Shut up. Less than 6 months ago. He played a lot during Cataclysm, but he quit during Pandaria. But he's back now for one raid, and he's going hard. He's in PTR and stuff, so it's Disco.
What's up, guys?
He's Shadow in stream. He's always in there every night. He ain't got nothing else to do. I don't know why he wasn't raiding you, so.
He hated pandas.
I don't like pandas.
Dude, did you fucking get on Rotten Tomatoes and just downvote?
I didn't do that. I just couldn't. The storyline didn't make sense. What's going on?
Alright, so. Does anybody else see that Spencer is totally frozen?
No, he's just holding real still.
Okay. All right, so we're gonna jump into what each of us have been up to in game. Me, Kat, you wanna go first?
Sure. I don't know. Making people quit because I don't have gems in my boots. Let me see. I don't know. Some people get all freaked out. You know, I didn't have the recipe. You know, for a certain gem I wanted, so I held off, you know, until John was back, and the little bitch freaked out, just, oh, God, help me, quit. You know, so that's fine. You know, that's okay. I don't mind. Shit happens. Hey, are we supposed to talk? I don't know what the fuck I'm doing in game. Let me see. What am I? I got a
you know where you are right now?
DPS gear, that helps. You know, I'm not DPS often, but for this next boss, I may be. So I've been working on that a little bit. Hey, are we supposed to go over the changes?
Not yet. We're going to go through that on the news.
All right. Okay, I'm done.
On. All right, Spen, what have you been up to in game?
I've spent most of my time in LFR and trying to pick up all the pieces I can so I can get my item level up to the guild instead of being carried. But besides that...
You don't like being carried?
No, not really. It's not my thing. Usually I'm top DPS, and I don't like being below Jap 1.
Usually Jap's top DPS.
Don't fucking ask Key and somebody, please.
Hunters can shoot on the run now, did you know that?
Oh, God. I thought they always were able to.
Well, I mean, they can shoot, actually, like, auto-shoot on the run for a long time, but they can use pretty much every ability
on the
run.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's no. Amazing. And I think I figured out why I was so equi. I think I fixed that.
Okay, but yeah, besides that, I'm just kind of hanging out in game, doing heroic scenarios, stuff like that. Haven't tried pet battles, going to start getting back to PvP though. And,
if you type it, mute you in Google Hangout, by the way.
Sorry. But yeah, that's pretty much life right now.
Are you enjoying LFR?
Yeah, it's not bad. The egos are something you could just mute the whole fucking chat, but. That's about it. I mean, just yeah, the people that suck.
Dealing with the people in there is the worst fucking part.
Just the egos, everybody's the best, and they all really suck, so.
Yeah. Ellen, do you want to go over what you've been up to in-game?
Mostly hunting down transmog stuff. And to look like a badass. And a little bit of pet battles.
What level are your pets now, Alan?
10. And I was being good. I was upping. I was doing LFR regularly. or I have been doing LFR regularly, and heroic scenarios. So, I've been doing the thing I'm supposed to be doing. Nothing exciting.
Nothing exciting? So,
nope.
Are you still hating LFR?
Yes.
As much as you were before?
Well, even more so now, because now I know what I'm doing. So now I'm irritated by all the stupid fucks. I mean, I knew what I was doing before, but you know, like when you actually understand the fight and you're like, oh my god, what a bunch of fucking retards. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, Les, what have you been up to in-game?
Same thing, doing LFR, heroic scenarios, you know, farming, that kind of stuff. Been making some lightning steel ignits for some guy that wants me to make something. But, I know, right? Like, what if I wanted to make it, you know, use some of them? Like, damn, just using my resources.
And your 24-hour cooldown.
Yep, 24-hour cooldown. Yeah. But no, that's...
Wait, who is this dick?
Who is this? I think his name is Titus. I don't know, Titus, something like that. But...
Well, thank you.
Some jerk.
You know, LFR with no luck trying to get fucking trinket, and I can't get... I mean, using my extra rolls and shit. It's like, nope, I'm going to give you the same piece I gave you last week.
Yeah.
You know? Like, fuck you. LFR gods.
So Disco has picked up about 6 chess pieces in the last 3 days.
3 days? Try the last 2 nights. I've gotten one from everyone, and I got something. I got it from my cache of treasures and everything.
Yeah, scenarios and everything.
Damn, what an ass.
Yep, and 4 pairs of gloves, so.
I'll set there. Trying, I guess.
But...
So you still have no trinkets left, is that correct?
No, yeah, I've got one 522 trinket from Shadow Pan Assault, you know, and I got that upgraded to 530 or whatever, but my other trinket's 489, because I haven't got a single one to drop from anything this patch, 5.4. And it's a pain in the ass. That and shoulders, can't get fucking shoulders to drop. Like, dang it. And I'm not exalted yet. Once I get exalted, I can buy them from Shadow Pan Assault, but I'm not there yet.
Right.
Like, halfway through revered. So, but that's, yeah, just working, you know, on that shit.
I've been doing a lot of pet battles. Every single day I try to get on and do the spirits to try to get the spirit pets, and I'm leveling up other ones, so I do tamers around Pandaria to level up various pets. I'm really liking battle pets right now. It's super fun. Trying to get specific pets up so that I can go after the quest is called Beasts of Fable. So that's pretty cool. They're like legendary. They have like, the legendary pets are freaking ridiculous amount of health. They hit like stupid hard, but,
it's like the Mewtwo of pet battles.
Yeah, it's a bitch. There's a bunch of them all over Pandaria though, and they are hard as fuck because they all take 50% reduced damage. And the one I was fighting was a turtle. So it puts its stupid shell on and takes like another 25% reduced damage. So I'm hitting for like nothing. It's ridiculous. But other than that, I jumped into PTR and was fucking around in there, and I wanted to check out Proving Grounds because I've been like really looking forward to that. And it is super fucking fun. I didn't finish gold because I didn't have my UI set up. It was all fucked up. So I was just going off the normal Blizzard UI, which is a pain in the ass I haven't used since forever. So it was a pain, but I got all the way to gold. I didn't finish gold in the healing one because I just couldn't. The stupid rogue was always standing in shit. Like, it is really quite good the way they do it. The rogue was off fucking, like the rogue just took off. It was like Jap. It was like I was playing with Jap, and there was like a group spawned on the left side, and he fucking takes off over there and starts killing it. And the tank is still tanking the other guys, so now I'm trying to fucking spam heal the Jap NPC, and Les over there not doing his job picking the other ones up. And
I only have one taunt. You know, if they gave me multiple taunts, then I could, you know, taunt more than once every 8 seconds.
I think it's a warrior. The 5-man group is a warrior, a rogue, mage. Shit, I don't remember the other one. And then me. It's pretty good. And then I did the DPS one, and it's pretty much literally bursting down shit. Oh, and the healer one is hard because it starts out with like just basic heals and shit, and it's not hard. And then the second one is like, you have to cleanse while you're doing like the normal heals and shit, and there's more guys and it's doing more damage. And then the third one is like, everything's going crazy, shit ass crazy. And then the DPS one, I got to silver and I got confused on a part. Like, it doesn't, like, this dude spawning shit that's chasing you around and you're running from it and you're trying to like hit the other dudes with it, but I kept running out of time because my DPS set sucks. I was using my healer gear and boomkin, so. But it was pretty fun trying to block the guy's shit and all that. So.
Yeah.
I really liked it. And, you know, outside of, Shrine of the Two Moons, how it's all green and nice out there. You know where the Golden Pagoda is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Not gonna be that way in 5.4. That shit is fucking desert.
Oh.
It is gone. Golden Pagoda, gone.
5.4 is where we fight Garrosh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a siege. And did y'all read that fight? The Garrosh fight? It looks like it's gonna be insane.
I did not. See, I like going into fights kind of blind. Like, and just kind of seeing what we can do and making our own strategies from it. Shut up, Ellen.
Looks like it has like three phases. It's like get him down to 30%, he heals up to 100 again, give him up 30%, he heals back up to 100 again.
Oh, seriously?
And he runs away from you and shit. It's like, yeah.
That sounds really annoying and not...
Not fun at all.
Yeah. That doesn't sound legendary like the Deathwing fight was, fighting on his back and shit, tearing off the metal plates.
That part was cool. They could have made the second part of the Deathwing fight so much better.
Yeah, they could have. Oh my god, they could have. It wasn't too bad, though. It was a DPS race.
I mean, it's not like I don't love clipping toenails, but that's what it felt like.
Yeah. So, Ecat, did you happen to check... We're going to go over a little bit of what's going on in 5.4. So, Ecat, did you check... We're going to go over our classes in 5.4. I'm going to be more specific. And there was one other thing I wanted to talk about, but we'll hit that at the end. So, Ecat, I want to know, did you look up your class changes and stuff?
Yes, so I did.
Awesome.
First of all, you know, looking through these, they go through some of the changes to the professions, and you know, jewel crafting's not even fucking mentioned. I think that's because they're still, you know, busy fucking people over with it, but that's just my opinion. So on to the actual classes themselves. Death Knight, Death Gate. Now it doesn't just put you in even hold if you cast it there. It'll take you back near where you came from. That's handy, so you don't have to mess with casting back. Icebound Fortitude no longer cost runic power. Awesome. Unholy Present, who gives a shit? They fixed a bug. That's nice.
nice.
Let me see. For Blood. Riposte is a new passive ability learned at 76. If you dodge or parry any attack, you gain 50% of their parry or dodge as additional bonus to critical strike. That could be fun. Glyph of Dancing Rune Weapon no longer costs runic power. Duh. And that actually might be helpful because, you know, you can put that glyph in there that increases aggro. Which might be handy because, you know, I have two taunts and it doesn't matter because they don't fucking listen. Scheme Fortitude no longer cost Icebound Fortitude. Good. No, it no longer reduces the cost. Okay. Scent of Blood can activate if you dodge or parry, not just melee attack. Let me see. Changes for Unholy, who gives a shit. Talents. Anti-magic zone has been redesigned. Good, because it wasn't worth a shit to begin with.
Never take that.
No. I mean, okay, you know, the talent now reduces magic damage taken the area of effect by 40%. Great. For 3 seconds. Ooh.
That was really helpful on, actually, the Deathwing fight when the bolt came in.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
You had to time it right.
Yeah, you had to time it real right. Death Siphon damage increased by 10%. Yeah, there's some glyph changes. Glyph of Festering Blood makes Blood Bowl treat all targets as if they had been infected with Blood Plague and Frost Fever, so that could be fun. Glyph of Regenerate Magic. What the fuck? If anti-magic shell expires after its full duration, cooldown for the ability is reduced based on the amount of damage. What the fuck? Oh, well, okay. Okay, seeing Cast It Faster. All right, I don't live that. Glyph of Swift Death. Yeah, fucking pointless. Yeah, let me see. Glyph of Loud Horn. Horn of Winter now
really
generates...
the name of the glyph?
Yeah, yeah, Glyph of Loud Horn. Yeah, they really... Going all out on
really
imagination
creative.
For that one, yeah. It now generates additional runic power. That's cool.
That dude's not a fucking
but it increases cooldown. It's increased a little bit, so it's. And then there are major glyphs who gives a shit and minor glyphs who gives a shit.
Right.
And that's about wraps that up. Except that I have I went all the way through this, not a fucking thing about transmogging legendary weapons. I swear to God, that designer has the biggest butt plug stuck in his ass. It's going to take surgery to get that fucker out.
Yeah, I don't think
I really think you should start a movement. Start a little Google site and get petition signed and bring it up to Metzen. Be like, look, fucker.
That's a good way to start the sentence. That is a good way to start.
Yes.
Yes. Maybe your account ban for 3 days.
Look,
yes.
Fucker.
Yeah, look, fucker.
How am I doing the tiring?
Yeah, I agree.
And you could be like, have shirts made and everything. Remember, we talked about having stickers, right?
Yeah, stickers.
Yeah, shirts made, go to BlizzCon. It's a whole movement, protest outside.
The t-shirt on the front will say, look, fucker, and on the back, let us transmog legendaries.
Right, and I like it.
And it'll be an orange, so it matches the legendaries.
There you go. Nice.
There you go.
There you go.
We've got a good organization going.
Right there, yeah.
All right, so Shadow, you want to go over some of? Did I say Shadow? Disco,
yeah.
Whatever, same thing.
Everyone,
you want to go over some of the Shaman changes in the new patch?
Yes, I'm playing Shaman right now instead of Rogue. Pretty much buffs all around. It looks like, for the most part. I mean, no complaints.
You can go over just your spec if you want. I don't plan on going over Guardian and bullshit online.
Yeah. As far as increased just enhancement. Stormstrike debuff now also affects Elemental Blast, so just increased damage. I don't know if it actually uses that for raiding, you know, depending on who you are. Healing Ductivity is pretty cool if you're healing, as far as increasing the duration of healing rain. Looking forward to the Stone Bowl or Totem, absorbs 33% more damage, should be fun in a PvP.
Dude, Purification now increases the healing done by Healing Rain by 100%.
That's pretty cool.
In addition to the ability's current effects.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, what the fuck? Isn't Healing Rain OP already?
I don't know, I haven't healed in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't really healed with a shaman since...
It's always been OP.
Yeah, last
expansion.
Because it's basically Tranquility without the channel.
Yeah, you saw this cast time cost quite a bit of mana.
Oh, yeah.
Flame Tongue Weapon increasing lightning bolt damage by an additional 10%. I guess, I don't know, just mostly just kind of buffs to every, you know, different spec. I don't know if we really need it as far as enhancement, since right now we're at the top anyways. I like the two PvP class, two-step bonus and four-step bonus are pretty cool. Two-step bonus increases the trigger time, or decreasing the trigger time of lightning shield by taking it down to 1.5 seconds from 3.
Wow.
4-piece, reducing the target's movement speed by 3 seconds with... now because Flame Tongue wouldn't do that instead. So you mostly run Flame Tongue and your other one here.
That's the PvP set.
Frost Baron. Yeah, that's for the PvP set bonuses for class armor. I do like the... pretty cool thing is the Astral Fixation is a new minor glyph. Astral Recall takes the Shaman to their capital's Earth Shrine, so I'll come back over tomorrow so I can have two Hearthstones now, instead of just having one, which is stupid since the beginning of the game.
I thought you had two. Oh, no, yep, you're right. I see what you're saying.
Astral Recall just worked as a Hearthstone. It's just saved your bag space, and you should just be able to assign it to something else, or like it's doing now, taking you back to your capital city, which is essentially what you need it for.
Right.
So that'll be fun. That's weird. Yeah, just kind of cool thoughts all around. I mean, I'm kind of enjoying the shaman right now. And looking forward to 4.4.
I know when you tried to start up before, you weren't all that happy with the way they changed shaman during this expansion.
No, I didn't like the... I mean, they simplified it to me in a sense. I liked using all my totems and kind of being able to have different setups that I could cast at any time.
Right, now they use them more as cooldowns, correct?
Yeah, it's just, you know, just class DPS cooldowns, and all you really have to keep up is steering totem, and that's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other ones you, like, have to have down. Everything else is just situational. Instead of just, like, you know, placing down, well, even, you know, placing down those constant raid buffs.
Right.
So just a lot of simplifying, maybe just kind of changed the game for me at the time.
Yeah, it's definitely different than it was.
Yeah, I'm 2 OG for this shit right now. I guess back then I was.
So, Ellen, you want to go over changes for the Shadow Priest?
Yeah, sure. Let me see. Okay. A lot of these seem like they are more PvP helpful or non-helpful. Like, I don't know. Hem of Hope, I'm not happy about this. Hem of Hope now prefers to target healers when it grants mana, which sounds great, except for the next line that says healers will always be picked before non-healers, regardless of how much mana they have. I think that's just unfair.
I don't see a problem with that.
Well, because what if you're at full? Well, because you're a healer. But what if you're at full and the fucking DPS who downs the fucking boss is at low or whatever? You know, I just think that's stupid. I mean, I think it should be smarter and choose healers over DPS, but I don't know why they would always be picked regardless of how much mana they have. Because they're always never going to be at 100%.
Yeah.
So DPS basically are never going to get it. So why even put that line in there? Just say it only goes to healers.
Yeah. That's true. How often do you pop Hem of Hope without healers being low mana?
Never. But, I mean, I don't know. There's always the off chance. I mean, how many times do you say you're low mana and then I'll look at John and John's totally fine with mana?
He's a fucking
that's wasted.
Paladin.
I know. So what I'm saying is that's wasted on him and it should really go to somebody else who could use it, I guess, is the point.
You watch it. Don't be dissing my pally brother behind his back.
Well, does this mean that it's all going to go to me then if John's full?
That's not what it says. It just says healers will always be picked. It doesn't say that it's that smart. That it will pick the people who are... I mean, that was the original design. And it's ranged. It's 3 nearby. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's not just anybody. Leap of Faith no longer has a facing requirement.
Is
okay,
that
who the fuck? Yeah, that's the pool. It no longer requires you to be facing them
are
so they can be behind
me?
You. Uh-huh. Yeah,
oh my
so that's,
God.
But again, I that really benefits PvP, right?
No, that totally
really
benefits
where...
sneak attacks and raid.
Okay,
that benefit really pulled off of a ledge.
Yeah.
But play-wise, actually playing the game for what it was intended, that's really only PvP useful. Shadow Ward Death, they originally had its damage increased by 80%, and now they've scratched that out. So obviously they're leaving Shadow Ward Death alone. So that means they were going to buff us, and they decided not to, so I consider that a nerf, so fuck you.
Consider not giving you something a nerf.
Yeah, well, they were, obviously. As far as discipline... because I am learning, or relearning discipline, I should say. Grace can no longer be dispelled. Again, another PvP thing. So obviously it was dispellable before. Mm-hmm. And Rapture's up, so that's kind of an increase. Spirit Shell, which does matter, duration has been reduced to 10 seconds, down from 15, so that's another nerf. And the damage absorption shield's effectiveness can now be reduced through battle fatigue. So,
so you know what battle fatigue is?
No, don't give a shit.
Hey, I care.
I don't know what it is.
I don't
PvP enough.
Does it have to do with PvP?
You're muted.
Disco, you keep cutting out.
Healing damage. to another player in battle causes them to receive 45% less healing.
That's battle fatigue?
Sorry. Yeah,
interesting.
So it does have to do with PvP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a lot of those. Shadow form. This is kind of interesting. It increases the priest armor by 60%, but no longer reduces overall damage taken by 15%. So that's cool. And then the shadowy apparitions, I'm not really sure where they were thinking with this. I mean, I get it, but it's kind of dumb. It sounds more like a bug fix, and I think they're trying to make it sound like an improvement. Mm-hmm. It now creates a shadowy version of the priest that floats towards the target and deals damage, which it always did. It kind of just walked to the target instead. Right. And the apparitions are now treated as a missile and is no longer an attackable creature. So that sounds like a bug. That's exactly what it was doing before, and it was just a bug that you could target them because you should have never been able to target them.
Well, so, it sounds like a PvP buff, because I guess in PvP you could kill the shadow apparition.
Yeah, again.
Not take the damage.
Again. Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's a buff, because now I can't do that.
A PvP, so not really. Angelic feather speed has been increased.
Well, did they die in raids? Like, would your apparitions die if there was AoE?
I don't think so, because I always assumed they took on the role of, like, pets, where they're kind of immune from that kind of stuff, and I've never seen them fall over and die. I've always seen them approach the boss and then disappear like they're supposed to. Right. So, I think it's just PvP. Hmm. Angelic feather makes you faster. Okay, so that's pretty good. I'm really pissed that the... Mindbender now deals 10% more damage, and the mana return has been increased, so that makes that even more awesome. My Twist of Fate talent that I take, damage and healing threshold to activate, has been increased to 35% from 20%, so, whatever. Who gives a shit about that? I am kind of pissed that the new glyph I just bought is pointless now. They're taking it out, they turned it completely from a shadow glyph to a Holy Discipline glyph, because it was the glyph that allows me to cast certain holy and disc spells like Prayer of Mending and Flash Heal and Leap of Faith and stuff like that, or Power Word Shield or whatever, and it didn't take me out of shadow form, and now they removed that, and it's just like this glyph for mending. Like, it has nothing to do with what it originally was. So, fuck you. Fuck you. Fear Ward, Deep Wells, Purify, Reflective Shield, Glyph of Angels, Inspired, lots of glyph shit. We get Glyph of the Shaw. It turns our Shadow Fiend or Mindbender into a Shaw Beast. So those little crawly things next to the Shaw of Anger or whatever.
That's cool.
And our PvP... I don't fucking know. Probably. And PvP 4-piece set bonus is no longer an area of effect, and only affects the character that dispels Vampiric Touch. Mm. So, there you go. Nerf, and PvP nerfs, and just fuck you. Fuck you.
Well,
fuck
the
Discipline
Priests were really strong in the last patch. They were up there. That's Discipline Priests. I don't know how Shadow stacked up.
Well, fuck that. They don't stack up. That's the moral of this story. They don't stack up. Fuck them.
Well, okay, so just so
I'm going
knows,
to my mage.
This is... What level is your mage?
She's 80.
Oh, well, get her to 90. What are you doing? What are you waiting for?
I am. Because, you know, I did a little research today. This is off topic, but I did a little research today, and, decided to use WoW Progress for the top DPSing classes in the world, and for the first four pages, it's just mages.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Shannon.
Yep.
I feel like every time I look at my Google Hangout, I'm zoomed into Les' ear a little bit more.
I'm probably leaning more and more in.
Yeah, mages are doing good. We don't even have a damn.
I know. So I think I'm gonna level mine.
Count them three Shadow Priests, zero mages.
Mine was first.
Yours was first.
Absolutely. But I think she played mage before her priest.
Vanilla.
Her main was a mage for a while, and so I think she'd be good going back to it too. But I told her she can't switch to 5.4.
She knows that. She ain't dumb.
Yeah. But she can get it up, and especially by then.
I can get it up!
See what I deal with? See what I deal with?
Wow, wow.
That's awesome. Well, Ellen, you got to make the decision, because I mean, you probably got a while before 5-4, but...
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm going to. Like, I was getting on tonight, but my dual monitor is, like, busted. I was going to level while we talk, but go for it.
Hey, guess what? My dual monitor is busted as well. I'd love for it to be working right now.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
All right. But how about them pallies?
Yeah, paladins.
Oh, yeah. The nerf bat. You mean, how the nerf bat feel? That's what they did. The prod pallies.
Three expansion.
Hey, you quiet over there. Okay. Because I was enjoying where I was at as a pally, and they decided that, no, let's make it more difficult for prod pallies.
Oh, God. Being unhittable for the last two fucking expansions.
Whatever. So, anyway, so, as far as what 5.4 means for me as a protection, because I don't go into Holy, I don't know enough about it.
Yeah.
But the only kind of buff is really just a convenience buff, is now Crusader Strike applies the Weakened Blows effect to the target. Before, we had to apply that, what is it? Not Shield of the Righteous, but the other one, the AoE Crusader Strike, basically. Forgetting what the name of it's called. But you had to do that once every 30 seconds to apply Weakened Blows, which reduces their physical damage by 10%. Well, now, and then you switch back to Crusader Strike on single targets, because Crusader Strike does more damage. It's just a cooldown you had to, a debuff you had to watch. Well, now they're giving it to Crusader Strike. So Crusader Strike now does it. So there's really, unless I'm AoEing, there's no reason to use that other ability. I just use Crusader Strike the entire time.
Right.
So that's the only convenience buff, So I guess it'll translate to a little bit more damage, but not much. Other than that, Grand Crusader, which is an ability that when I used Crusader Strike or Hammer of the Righteous, that's what it was called, I had a chance to activate my Avenger Shield and it'd give me a Holy Power. And that's what it was before. And it also, if I dodged or parried attacks, it was a 12% chance to get that as well, to proc that. Right. But they removed it from Crusader Striker and Hammer of Righteous. So now it's just from dodging and parrying. So, and it's a 30% chance. It went from 12 to 30. Well, the problem with that is, Pallies this entire time have been stacking haste, so it lowered the global cooldown on our Judgment and Crusader Strike so that we could get enough Holy Power to keep a constant shield up from Shield of the Righteous. Well, now that that doesn't affect that, you're going to see Pallies needing to shift more to dodge and parry and away a little bit from haste.
Right, because, so it's becoming a better staff for them.
Yeah, it's making dodging and parrying better. Then or bring it up with haste.
Well,
so
I think you like that better than having to stack haste.
You say more better.
I know. Over there. But do I like it better? No, because dodge and parrying isn't an active ability. It's a passive. It's random number generator. So you can't ever rely on it. So
with your mastery back to data, and you didn't mind stuffing every gem. Cool.
Well, mastery's still the same thing now, and mastery still is a great stat for prod pallies. It's just with stacking haste, we could be in charge of keeping that buff up and kind of take away from needing to dodge and parry so much.
Right.
So they're kind of taking that away from us. Mm. So that's what sucks about that. So you'll see. I guess I'll probably have to... get out of some haste and into dodge and parry some more. But
so is that pretty much the only thing they're doing to protect
you? No, they also changed Guarded by the Light now restores 15% of my mana instead of every 2 seconds up from 6. That's because they removed the passive ability where Judgment regen some of my mana. So they took that away and they buffed this one, so it's basically the same. Not that I ever look at my mana.
Right. Do you have to?
Yeah. Other than that, they changed a couple things in as far as talents go that affect. Like Sacred Shield is a talent every prod pally had to take, and it pretty much gives us a 30-second shield that just takes some of the damage away. It absorbs some damage every 6 seconds.
They nerfed it for protection. It looks like.
Yeah, for protection, they nerfed it 30%.
Wow.
So, Yeah. So I was like, hey, waited. Nerf is there.
Is it enough of a nerf that you're not going to take that?
No, I'm still going to take it because nothing else in that field is worth anything.
Right.
So the other one was Eternal Flame, but that's more of a holy thing because Eternal Flame costs holy power, and it gets rid of our Word of Glory. And so is it better to get something that replaces Word of Glory or still have Word of Glory and have something else that absorbs some damage?
Yeah. Oh,
the second one's better for us. Where Holy Pally's pretty much had to take Eternal Flame, but I don't know. They were arguing about that on Twitter the other day about that Eternal Flame and how it's changing for Holy Pally's.
Hmm.
Other than that, the only thing that else that really affects me a great deal is Unbreakable Spirit, which is a talent that I picked up. And it was when I used Word of Glory or Shield of Righteous, it reduced my cooldown of Divine Shield, Divine Protection, and Lay on Hands by 1 second for each holy power used. So the more I used it, the quicker it came up. Well, now they're just simplifying it to reduce the cooldown by 50%. So I don't have to worry about it, you know?
Right.
Don't worry about the timer. So just less for me to look at, really. And then they changed one glyph that really pissed off all the prop pallies, and that's they changed what is it? Battle glyph of Battle Healer. Because what it was before is with Seal of Insight activated, usually without the glyph, it just healed the pally for a percent of the damage I did. So every hit I'd generate some health. So I wasn't mad, it was health. Regenerate some of my health. Well, with Glyph of Battle Healer, it extended it to the pally and then everyone around him. So it was an AoE melee heal. It was just a free thing, you know?
Yeah.
So prop pallies took it. Well, now they're changing it to when you take that glyph, it no longer heals the pally and just heals the people around you. So I'm sorry, I'm not taking it, Titus. So now there's going to be less healing for melee because I'm not going to sacrifice healing myself.
And well, it says a nearby raid or party member will receive heal for 30% of the amount of paladin would have received from Seal of Insight. So it's only one now. It's not even AoE.
Yeah. Just heal somebody else. Yeah. So I don't know who's going to take it right now because, I mean, maybe Rhett will take it just to be nice to, like, the tank, you know?
Right.
But that's the only thing I can see it used for now.
Mm-hmm.
And they are reducing my Glyph of Alabaster Shield, which increased the damage of my Shield of Righteous for every block that I did. They're reducing it to 10% per stack down from 20%. So, just make me do less damage now. That's it. Nothing really new for minor glyphs. I was looking at the Shaman. Let's go back to Shaman. I was looking at the Shaman minor glyphs, and they look like they added a whole bunch of fun ones. I was like, shit, that, you know, like, you can now summon a storm of frogs, and when you rest somebody, they have a ancestral person walking behind them and following them for a short time. Like, that's pretty cool, just fun, stupid shit for minor glyphs.
Well, they did add a whole bunch of new minor glyphs.
Yeah. Yeah. For shamans. But nothing really else for, the only thing that I might replace, like I said, I might replace that glyph of Battle Healer with Glyph of Hand of Sacrifice, because I use Hand of Sacrifice quite a bit, especially on the healers. If I see they're taking damage, I'll throw that on them so they take less damage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're adding a new Glyph of Hand of Sacrifice, which no longer transfers that damage to me. So it just pretty much I can put a free 30% reduction damage on anybody and not affect me anymore. It doesn't reduce my health. So I'll probably take that instead of Glyph of Battle Healer. So, that's about it for Paladin. Said nothing really fantastic, just taking away some stuff.
Yeah. That Battle Healer glyph really kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that a glyph was that good for you guys.
Yeah.
I heard John complaining about it, but I didn't know exactly how it worked.
Yeah. I guess one last thing. They're changing this is a stupid one, kind of. They're changing Burden of Guilt, which was a talent, which I took, actually, and it's when you judgment someone, it reduced their speed by 50%. You know, so it's good to control incoming mobs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're replacing that with evil is a point of view, which allows the paladin to use turn evil on players and beasts. So now I guess I can use turn evil on them as well as just undead, and you know, so I can make them run away in fear for a little while.
Yeah. But. So I'm gonna go over some of the druid stuff. I'm gonna start in general, and then I'm gonna move to restoration. I'm not gonna touch on the other stuff right now because I don't know tons about it. I haven't done much with other specs other than resto. So the first one I want to talk about is innervate. Now restores mana based on the druid's spirit. I'm pretty sure it was a straight base percentage before, so I don't know how the numbers are gonna work out on that. Hopefully it's better now. I don't know if that's a nerf or a buff, so we'll have to see when the numbers come out. Teleport Moonglade now returns the druid to the location near their original departure point when the spell is cast while in Moonglade area. So like Ekat's Deathgate thing. Takes me back. Wild Mushroom for Restoration. Druids now summon a single mushroom at the friendly target's location. If the mushroom is recast, the mushroom moves to a new location and retains its accumulated bonus healing. A single mushroom now heals for as much as what three mushrooms combined healed previously. The amount of healing stored on a wild mushroom is now reduced by battle fatigue. Which is why I was asking Ellen earlier about battle fatigue, because I didn't want to look it up and I was hoping she knew. But Spencer looked it up. So, wild mushroom and wild mushroom bloom now have a shared 3-second cooldown. So that's really, really good that it's now three. No, instead of three mushrooms, it's only one. Because that is a lot of global cooldowns I don't have to freaking waste. Other than that, it's really good that it keeps the heals. Let's see, it still heals as much as three mushrooms would. And the other really good thing about this is it moves the healing from one mushroom to another. So the way that wild mushroom works is you put it down and then your overhealing of rejuve goes into that and the mushroom grows bigger and bigger and bigger to a certain percentage. Something that has to do with the druid's total health or something. A certain percentage of the druid's total health. So, and then when you use wild mushroom bloom, which I think it was called detonate before. So they changed that. When you use the bloom, it explodes and it does an AoE heal. So back before this, before 5-4, when you moved your three mushrooms around, it lost all of the healing that it accumulated. So now it's going to retain that when you move it from place to place to place. And other than that, I did notice because I jumped in the PTR and I was playing with it, it isn't a cursor anymore. Before you would push the button and then I would click on the screen where I wanted the stuff to go. Now I can pick like Leth. And then I click my wild mushroom and it spawns it right under his feet. So I don't get to place it exactly where I want it anymore unless I place it on myself. Like I run to where I want it to land and then I drop it. Which is not a big deal. It's a bigger deal that it keeps the healing because there was a lot of lost healing when I'd have to move my mushrooms around. So that's a big one. That's going to help so much because I would usually start out with mushrooms in a place, and if I knew the fight well enough, I could place my mushrooms down where I knew we were going to go using Garajal the Spiritbinder. Isn't he the first boss? No. Garajal the Breaker?
Jinrock.
Jinrock the Breaker. Garajal was from the other instance, the other raid. But using him as an example, you know how we go in the circle with the water? I knew where we were going to stack for the lightning phase, so I would be able to throw my mushrooms out and build my shit there, build the healing on it. So I was able to have some foresight, but that wasn't right off the bat. We had to learn the fight before I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to get a new spell in 5-4. It's called Genesis. I remember this spell from before. It's almost like they gave us this before, but took it away, but it might work differently because I remember this at some point. It's called Genesis. It's a new spell for restoration druids. Learned at level 88. Genesis targets all party or raid members within 60 yards and accelerates the casting druid's rejuvenation effect, causing them to heal and expire at 400% the normal rate. Costs the same amount of mana cast as rejuvenation. So the way it works is if I throw a rejuve on Leth and I'm letting it tick, and I realize he gets hit for a bunch, I cast Genesis on Leth, and all of my heals that would happen at 400% the normal rate.
So all of my rejuves would go off one right after another on you. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is, it makes it more bursty. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So like if you take a big hit, I can throw Genesis on you and it'll pop you back up real fast.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. It, I was playing around with it in the PTR. It's kind of hard to get used to, but that could just be because I was using the straight up Blizzard UI and I haven't done that in forever. And I was like having to look for buttons on the keyboard and crap like that instead of just knowing where all my shit was. So that was kind of rough. So I don't know exactly how good that's going to be. It looks good. And I didn't realize that it was all party or raid members within 60 yards. I thought it was the single person you casted it on. So that's interesting. Like if I throw it on all melee and the melee take a big hit, I can throw Genesis and it does all the melee. That's pretty cool. Heals them all at 400% the normal rate. It's going to hurt on mana though. It's going to kind of suck. So the next thing is Living Seed. So Genesis is a buff. The Wild Mushrooms I think is a buff because it'll make me want to use Wild Mushrooms more now. Living Seed effects can now stack up to 50% of the casting druid's maximum health and will no longer be consumed if the target is already at full health. That's a buff. So that's pretty good. Living Seed, I used to take Living Seed back in the day. I'd only put one or two ticks into it, but Living Seed is good to have. Swiftman, area of effect, healing effect is now called Efflorescence. I always called it Efflorescence. And I don't know when they stopped calling it Efflorescence.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was always called.
Yeah, I don't know why they changed it. I've always called it that because that's what it was all. That's what I thought it was always called. So I don't know what that means. It just has a name now, I guess. Wild Mushroom Bloom is no longer capable of critical strikes and accumulates overhealing done by rejuvenation by 100% down from 150. Overhealing bonus no longer benefits your Naturalist or Mastery Harmony. So Wild Mushroom Bloom can't crit anymore. That kind of sucks. Having the three mushrooms go off was pretty freaking cool because it was just green numbers fucking everywhere and some of them were crits and blah, blah, blah. So it sucks that it can't crit anymore, but I still think it's an overall buff with the one mushroom and being able to move it. It accumulates overhealing done by rejuvenation by 100% down from 150. So that kind of sucks. It's going to take longer to get it to a full, get the mushroom to full capacity, but it's not, I don't think that's too big of a worry. You're not going to be.
No, especially since now you can move it and it still retains some of it.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
So the fact that it retains some of it means you won't have to start over again. So that's probably why they did it.
Yeah, and I think that's okay. Yeah, it's not going to be a big deal. You're not going to be throwing down mushrooms and expecting to get instant heals off of it anyway. You're going to know that it's there for when you need it. That's how I use mushrooms.
We're getting ganked bad.
What?
We're not getting ganked bad, but... ugh.
What?
How are we questing with people from different servers?
What is happening right now?
Well, Disco and I are going to fight an alliance like over and over and over again. They won't leave. Sorry.
No one has been responding to anything I'm saying.
I have been. Because I don't have dual monitors and so I can't play, you know, while talking.
Yeah, so okay, so Dream of the Cenarius has been completely redesigned to reduce complexity, increase usability, but maintain the spirit of the effect. Benefits now vary by specialization. So I'm just going to read the restoration. Causes Wrath to deal 20% more damage and heals nearby friendly targets for 100% of the damage done. So
that's cool because you like throwing Wraths out there anyway, don't you? During like when you pop something.
Yeah, but I don't hardly ever take Dream of the Cenarius. I take Heart of the Wild.
Okay.
Yeah, so. Heart of the Wild, when activated now, also provides a 25% bonus to healing for Restoration Druids. That is super awesome since I don't think Heart of the Wild gave any buff to Restoration Druids if you were Restoration. So that's when I would start Wrath spamming and shit like that. So that's cool. I can actually still heal with Heart of the Wild, and it becomes a more of a
healing cooldown now. I'll actually use. I'm looking for a specific talent they changed. I don't see it on here. I don't see it on here, but when I was in PTR, I saw a... They gave all druids nature swiftness, which was a talent before, and they replaced it with a talent that always... I thought it was in here. I don't see it in here. Why wouldn't I see it in here? Well, I'm going to try to tell you. It heals the druid for like 5%. This is what the talent that has been replaced nature swiftness. It heals the druid for about 5% or something. I might be off on the numbers. Every 2-3 seconds. And if the druid is at full health, it heals nearby party members. So that's really cool. That they gave, because I think every druid on planet Earth was taking nature swiftness. If you didn't, you were probably just trying out other crap. I didn't check on any of these major glyphs. Fairy fire crap, brush spike crap. Oh yeah, glyph of life bloom effect is now baseline and has been replaced with glyph of efflorescence. Glyph of efflorescence increases the healing done by swiftman by 20%, causes the efflorescence healing effect to be triggered by wild mushroom instead of swiftman and lasts as long as the wild mushroom is active. I haven't had a chance to play with that glyph, but it looks really interesting and enticing. If you can throw down a wild mushroom and it's doing AoE healing the entire time it's active, and I think the wild mushrooms stay up 2 or 3 minutes. I don't know if they changed that in PTR, but if you can throw up a wild mushroom and have efflorescence going off under it for 2 to 3 straight minutes, that's going to be insane. It seems really, really good.
Yeah, it'll be something to play with. It does seem kind of cool.
Yeah, because instead of efflorescence just being triggered off of swiftman's, just having it up like that is going to be really nice.
And the fact that it also increases the strength of swiftman by 20% too, you know. Yeah.
Which that's really going on, so.
Yeah.
Skull bash. Okay, so that's pretty much it for druids. Looks like really awesome buffs all around. Maybe some leveling of the wild mushrooms. Taking a little bit longer to accumulate the bonus healing on them. But it looks good. Like looks really good for druids right now. So I'm really looking forward to 5.4 and the new expansion. The one thing I wanted to talk about is, did you see that heirlooms are going to drop off of Garrosh?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, it's like heirloom weapons will drop off Garrosh. And they're high level. They're like level like 576 or some shit.
And they don't drop in Raid Finder.
Yeah, just in Flex and above, yeah.
Flex and up, yeah. So that's interesting that they're separating some gear out now at this point.
Well, what's interesting, what I thought about it is, okay, so what are these things drops off of Garrosh? You know, say we're raiding and one of these drops off. Well, you probably don't want it on your main because you probably got a weapon by then that's just as good, if not better.
All heirlooms are buying on account, usually.
Yeah, but they're buying on account. So it's like, really, you'd want a weapon that's not your spec.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a weapon that's not your spec, so you can give it to an alt. Right. You know, so are we going to do, because we use, you know, like Suicide Kings as a loot system,
right,
are we going to, like, just do rolls like it would be for, like, a mount, a special mount drop, just whoever gets highest rolls gets it?
I guess it would. Nope. I guess it would kind of depend on the percentage that it does drop.
Yeah.
I mean, because if they're like dropping every time you get a kill, then that would be a little different, you know.
And yeah.
It's like we'll just start passing them out to the rolls. Just whoever wants them can take them.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I don't think we should use your spot to get a weapon that you're not going to use in the raid.
Right.
You know.
Not. Yeah, I don't think so either. Is Ellen playing on her mage?
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
All right, so is there anything else you guys saw in the PTR? Any news that you guys wanted to go over?
I just read the Ghost Raptor glyph, which is pretty cool.
I know, as it replaces Ghost Wolf with Ghost Raptors. Yeah, I saw that.
Ghost Raptors.
Do more of that.
That's pretty awesome.
Like, I can think of some better ghost things, but Ghost Raptors is a good start.
And I think another one was that it lets you summon, like, a elemental you know, at random, but then elementals of different type fight each other. So like, if you have two shamans there that do it, and like one summons a fire and one summons a water, are we going to see two elementals duking it out? That would be fun, you know?
That is some cool little stuff to the game.
Yeah. Did you see anything in the patch notes that you wanted to talk about? Anything else?
No, it's bitches won't let us transmog legendary gear. I don't know what the fucking problem is. I really expected to see something in these patch notes, but no. You know, he's holed up in his fucking office, and he won't turn loose those goddamn designs. Little fucking prick.
They got a lot of stuff going on over there.
I don't think it'll ever happen.
Maybe they'll announce it at BlizzCon.
They won't ever do it.
Maybe.
Why won't they ever do it? What's your take on that?
Because it's a legendary item. It's like almost a one-of-a-kind for server, right?
But it's
one guy who has it.
I could go and get a legendary Rags Hammer right now. Well, not right now. It'd take a while, but I could get it.
I guess if you can get it, yeah, but... I guess I can't see why not on certain stuff.
You can't have a legendary weapon. Everyone has a legendary weapon.
Yeah.
I mean, you took the time to go get it. Don't you think you deserve to be able to put it on and show it off?
You can wear it all day long. You just can't hit people with it.
Yeah, but you want around the city looking like a retard.
You can't do that on the
game. How is that? Why is it that legendary weapons, they become the mark of the retard? If you see somebody, you know, wandering around a city holding a legendary weapon, you know they're special.
They're fucking
because they better not be using it.
No, it's like, I like chocolate.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do our shout outs and stuff. I'm going to start from the right side, and Ika, you're going to go last to take that. Because I know what's coming this time. I'm not stupid. So, Les, you got any shout outs that you want to go over?
In the show. Really.
Nothing, just, you know, watch us raid, you know, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and if you're on Wildhammer, want to join us, hit us up.
That's 6:30 Pacific time.
Yeah, 6:30 Pacific, 8:30 server.
Yeah, twitch.tv/Titus1821. I stream it on Twitch.
But that's it for me.
Alright, Sven, you want to shout out to your mom or something?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually going to start thinking about streaming some PvP once I start getting geared up.
Oh, yeah, who got a partner with?
No, I was going to do it. We need to get just some honor gear first, just do some battlegrounds and whatnot. I don't have any partner. But Twitch TV @Shadowfax. I think it's my Twitter and Twitch. On Twitter, under the same.
Shadowfax.
Yeah, Shadowfax, I think it's 89. I don't know.
Okay.
But that's it. Maybe start training with some battlegrounds.
Do it, dude. I wanna watch it, and I wanna participate in said battlegrounds. I've been wanting to get more into PvP this expansion, but it's like I keep doing pet battles. I can't fucking stop.
Playing Pokemon pet battles all the time.
Now I have an unborn Valkyrie. I'm leveling, and I'm still trying to get the stupid water spirit. Head, and I got all the other ones. Fucking water one is a goddamn bitch. One drop.
Yeah. Well, it's good that they give you lesser runes of, you know, lesser charms, whatever. But the problem with it is like, you know, I could see doing that instead of doing dailies, but you don't get any honor from in Valor from it. That's the problem. Like, if you gave random Valor, or if you went and did Battle Masters even and gave you Valor as rewards, I think that would be a good replace for dailies, you know?
Well, I'm looking forward to the pet battle tournament thing that it was saying. I wonder what that, what you're gonna get from doing that. Where did I see that? Ellen, did you have any shout-outs or anything?
No, I'm pretty good. I like how Seth's shout-out turned into Titus's shout-out. I'm teasing. I'm not making fun of anything. I think it's funny. So come watch us and have a good time because we're funny. We need more to be funny.
Don't you have a site or something?
Did you want me to do that now, though? Because it's not really WoW-based. All right, feminercharm.com, because I'm a girly nerd, and so I review books and video games, computer games mostly, and all things girly and nerdy. So there you go.
Make sure you check her out. Check the site out. What did I say? Check her out?
Yeah, check her
we
out.
We know what you meant. We know
check
what
her out. Yeah.
We know what you meant.
So, read the, what do you call them, reviews? Is that what they're called? Read our video game reviews, they're hilarious. Leave comments. Like comments.
I don't have very many video game reviews though, because it takes forever, and I like to stick with good ones, so, you know. That's why someone's supposed to be playing Last of Us, and they're going to do a guest block, so,
yeah,
you know.
This guy's supposed to play Last of Us, I've just been too lazy to go rent it. I heard it was really good.
Where can I rent it from? Maybe I'll go rent it and beat you to it.
The Red Box.
Oh! Sounds awesome.
So
we should get sponsored by Red Box. We just plug them.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Get on that shit.
Sorry. Sorry. Ekat, did you have any shout-outs or anything you want to say?
I do.
I'm not surprised, actually.
I have a shout-out to Rufus Fiedelmeiser. Who you of course know is the lead designer of legendary weapons for Blizzard. Rufus, 1.3 people are no longer paying your company, basically because you're a dickhead. And all these people hate your guts and are wishing really bad things of you, and then that's why your life sucks. I'm helping you out here, man. I'm trying to help you out, because if you just turn loose of those legendary designs and okay them for transmog, all those people would come back, you'd be a hero, your wife would quit cheating on you, your dog wouldn't have the clap, everything would get better.
Yeah,
everything would get better.
Last episode, even you can't say that your herpes would clear up. I don't know how he knows you have herpes, but
look at it. Just look it up. You know the guy has herpes. And you know, I mean, they were wished upon him. You know, it's kind of like immaculate conception.
This is so gay.
Herpes, of course. So you know, Rufus, you know, get your act together. Get your act together, and people quit hating your guts. That's it.
That's it. I think it's reasonable. Spencer doesn't think it's gonna happen, but I think you should do it, because who wants their dog to have the clap? Just saying.
Right.
It's fucking gross.
That's going to be it for episode 8. Thank you, everybody, for watching. If you watched live, awesome. Thank you so much. If you are listening to the podcast after this, if you got us from iTunes, please leave a review. Leave a comment. You can find us on the site, fidelisstudios.wordpress.com. Leave a comment there. Email me at fidelistitus@gmail.com. If you have any comments, questions, want to say anything, even if you have any audio tips for me, please send me an email. Check me out on Twitch. I'm always tweeting about times we're going to go live and shit like that. So if you want to stay up to date with what we're doing, follow me on there. And I already said twitch.tv/titus1821. We already went over that. So, all right, everybody, that's going to be it. For me and everyone in Fidelis, thank you for watching, guys. Take it easy.
Bye.
Later.
You too can be butthurt. Join Fidelis. Don't forget to check us out on FidelisGuild.com.
This podcast is part of the Fidelis Studios Network. For more information, check us out at FidelisStudios.wordpress.com.